Rubbish. Now the top coat you put over you, so also covers up all your clothing. And Rashbam says, for kol shechein the koyad lahadi cholot yikatzir tzei. For sure, if the outer coat goes all the way down to where the under one goes. By the shulchan shetamach chokum kesed, how does the shulchan, the table of a tamach chokum look? Kesed shnei shalishi gedil, 2/3 of the table should be covered with a tablecloth. Or shlish koloi, and 1/3 of it is uncovered. The olav, and on that 1/3, koros the yorek v'tabata in the bakutz. Now that 1/3, that's where you keep your pots and pans. But Ram explains, shnei shlish gedil shlish koloi, shnei shlish roichav ha-shulchan, 2/3 of the shulchan, mechusa v'mafes, covered with a tablecloth. The tzara where the oichav the food is. And all the kaneches p'em, to wipe your mouth. V'losas le es ha-mapa, es ha-pots, to put the clothes, to put the bread there, to keep the food clean. Or shlish ha-chitzan, the other 1/3, is uncovered. That's where you put your pots and pans there, in order not to get the tablecloth dirty, and not to move out of the yechlin. Kiss the ass, eat it, but sneeze nicely. Then it says, v'tabata mebachutz. Tabata, that's the hook of the shulchan. Shazam explains, so shulchan, so regilum lasas, the svas, little as boy, used to hang things on it. So yes, should be on the outside, not on the inside, towards the food. So the Gemara, I've got time, you will learn tabata mebachutz. No, this hook, the hanger should be on the inside, so lakasha. Chodik yinuka, dlek yinuka. One is with their children around, and one is with his not. Rashbam says, "Hey, chodik yinuka, shiyoshev etzalav ev lechom." So, loyshev ashulchan, shiyetzat sheboy kavua tabas and achutz. You have to make sure it's away from the kid. It should be on the outside, that the kid should not play around with the hook. But if you have no hook there, if you have no kids there, then you should put it yasim v'fnim. Put it better inside. Toward the person, where the person is sitting. To let you in. Right? If you brought your son, another parent says, Ho vod lekinuka. Both cases could be there's no children around. Lekasha. Ho dika shamai, ho de leka shamo. If you have a shamash waiter there, so if it's on the outside, he may bump into it and hurt himself. Then you have to put it to the inside near where the people are sitting. But if you have no waiter there, then you're better off putting it away on the other side of the table, not near where you're sitting. The boy is saying, if you want to tell you, now both brides are talking about where there is a waiter involved. One is by daytime that they can see, so they can be on the outside. We're not afraid to hurt themselves. But at night time, we can't see too well, then make sure the hook is not on the outside, sticking on the outer of the table, it should be rather on the inside, he shouldn't hurt himself. V'shel Amoritz, how does the table of an Amoritz look? Doima le medura. It looks like a medura, like a pile. The kidros makifa seisa, and the pots all around on the outside of it. So Ram says, Lemadura, Shemakefas, Kedarius, Vesh Bienza. You have the pot around in the fire in the middle. Akan, Amapav, Yalechem Bienza. He has the food on the table in the middle, the food in the, and the tablecloth in the middle. The Akoras, the Koras are all around it. That's not so good because it'll all get mixed up and all get dirty. Now, Nita Shatalmidei Chacham Kesad. How does the bed of a Talmud Chacham look? Kol Shein Tachte Elo Sandolim Bimay Sechamo. That the only thing they store under the bed is only their shoes. So in the summer they have sandals, or manolim, and their shoes, you must have a shamim. But the shel amoret, how does the bed of an amoret look? Daimel yoytze bolum, he has a full warehouse there. He, where he stuffs all his clothes, everything is under his bed. That's an amoret. So as Ram says, kol shein tachter, the amin of Imam Sochem says, oich lantachas amita, if you have food under your bed, even if it's covered up in a lion kli, ruach ruach shoreleim. You have bad ruach on it. Kids again, camp sometimes. You have your kids. They keep their luggage under the bed. And then the luggage, they store their cookies. That's no good. And as Ram says, even though you have your cookies in a metal safe, but if the metal safe is under your bed, it's no good. There's ruach ruach on it. Shouldn't keep your food under your bed. The only thing is just your shoes. Derech l'lindo rashi is ma'ashon ma'nolim ma'zachav l'chom ma'zachashom Shua tishin. Gotta find something better. Oitza bolum yek ma'isa b'lusa. The kid says everything is there. It's a jungle. Now Amoros has a jungle under his bed. Kod dov manichim tachav v'tos v'nechlim kevim. His food is kevim and everything is there. Right. Rabbi Beno have a mitzayin mata. Rabbi Beno used to go around, measure out kvoros. He was supposed to survey the base of Kvaros. Mata. Rashi Rabbi Benon, Odom Gold of the Choshevah, he was a great person. The Tzidkach, this one was sure, Tzidkach, the Kibbutz Tzidkim. He went down into the base of Kvaros of the Tzidkim. Avalachalai, somebody else can't go down there. That tzaddikim are greater when they're mace than they are when they're alive. For hoye nichnas mortos umoided midas orkun v'fnim. Here, Rabbi Nun used to go down into the kever, into the grave, and used to measure it. Then he would come up and measure on the upstairs. The Yosef Shem Tzion, he would make like a matzeifer on top, that people should know, right here there's a maze buried, and therefore don't walk on top of it. Skitz, he did it l'shem shemayim, he did it to make a matzeifer on top of where the quorum, where they were buried. All right, turn over. Again, says Rabbi Nun, have a matzayim matzah. Kimata lamata the Avram, when he went to the kever of Avram Avinu, Ashkeche li Eliezer Ever Avram, Tekoi Kaima Dova. He saw Eliezer Ever Avram was by the door there, by the door of the cave. Omalei, Micah Ovid Avram. So Rabbi Noy asked Eliezer, what is Avram Avinu doing now? Omalei, so he said to him that Ganoi Bechan for the Sarah. He's sleeping in the lap of Sarah. And Avraham Avinu is looking into the hair of Sarah. That's what he's doing. Omalei, so he said, Zil Emulei, Benoi Koi. So Benoi told Eliezer, Ever Avraham, go tell Avraham that I'm here. Koi above, I'm here by the grave right now. Omalei, like he thought Mustam, it's not sneeze, it's not nice that Avraham is sitting there, lying there in the lap of Sarah, looking at the hair. It's not nice, I should come in and see him. Omalei, so Avraham Avinu said back to him, Layo, let him come in. No, maybe you dear, don't you know, the Yetzer Bahai Al Maleka. In the world, Olam Emes, there's no Yetzer. So my son, there's no, it's not nothing wrong, the fact that Avraham is with Sarah. That's Ish V'Ishtoi, that's the way it's supposed to be. In Olam Azad, there's the Yetzer, we have to have sneers, not to be more of the Yetzer. From the Olam Emes, there's no Yetzer, Adarabba. Whatever they're doing is mitzvahs, they're allowed to be that way. Therefore, he wasn't afraid. Like Benoit was so great, he was makir this Indian. So, Zalman explains, Ashkel Eliezer, the Tanya, and Sefer Derech Eretz. The Shiva Tzadikim Kayomim Shloi Mesu. The seven tzadikim that never died. The Kochoshe Badai Eliezer Ever Avram. Eliezer Ever Avram was one of the tzadikim that never died. So, Kitzim, Benoit went to speak to him. The Chansi says, Dangerous said, between your arms, Avram Avinu was lying there. Omri Benoit Eliezer, Zil Emesle Avram. But if Abba, the same way we should, let him give me a place to come in. Omer Eliel. So Avraham Avinu said, let him come in. The ain't kan chutzpah. The ignore the answer, the chance for the Sarah. It's not dead that Avraham is lying now in the lap of Sarah. The made the idea, the eitor by Yamaleka. For the tzrichnil is nu yeminei. I don't have to have sneers in Olam Emes. So Kitzur Abinom came into the kever, came into the grave. Is Ayel, Ayin, he checked out how wide it is. The Nephilim went out. They went on top, and the son made a tzin on top of Avraham Avinu's by the Mosa Machpel. He made a tzin on top. Ki Mosa Lamata the Adam Rishon. And we know the Mosa Machpel, the Adam Rishon is also there. Then he went to try and find Adam Rishon's grave. Is Yosetze Basko V'yomra. Basko came out and said, Nistakelis V'dumus D'yukni. V'dumus Atzmo Atzistakel. Like looking at the Dumus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not in the Dumus himself. So as Bama says, it means, the matter of the issues of the creation of the heaven, the most curious Arab and it's a curious Arab of the sea. Everyone was able to look me, me the Yaakov, the Armin and the son of Shufa the Yaakov made Shufa the Revolution. But you can ask me, I'm the Revolution, it's this day, but tell him a king, Boa, sorry, you should look. In other words, maybe you have a right to look at Yaakov Avinu, but you have no right to look at other Revolution. Well, since the other Revolution, he was almost the first Bria, he was Mamish, but tell him a king, Boa, so he looked the most beautiful. Right, so he told him he came to Avraham Avinu. So Benoit said, listen, Havina Letziuni Mata, I'm here L'Shem Mitzvah, I have to measure out how big the grave is of Adam Rishon. So he told him, Kamina Chitzoyna Kach Minas Apanimus. The same way it is on the outside, when you say, Shabbo Gimelovus, Vimoyus Kach Minas Apanimus. Therefore the same measurement you have over there by Avraham is the same measurement here. Omer Rabbi Benoit, Nistakalti B'Shnei Ekivov. I looked at his two heels of Adam Rishon, the Daimim Lishnei Gagali Chama. And to me, it looked like the two bulls of the sun. That's how shiny they were. Now it's like this. Hakol b'pnei Sarah kikayf. The whole world, as far as the beauty of Sarah, is like a monkey. We don't come close to Sarah. B'pnei Adam, what is it? It's like a monkey in front of a person. That's how the rest of the world look compared to Sarah. Sarah, the Pnei Chava, Kikai Pnei Adam. Sarah didn't come close to how beautiful Chava was. Just like a monkey looks compared to a man, that's how Sarah looked compared to Chava. Chava was even more beautiful than Sarah. Chava, the Pnei Adam, Kikai Pnei Adam. Chava, compared to Adam Rishon, was the same comparison between a monkey to a man. That Adam Rishon was so much more beautiful than Chava. Adam, how does Adam look? Adam Rishon, the Pnei Shechina. Kikai Pnei Adam. Adam, between the Pnei Shechina, what's the difference between looking at Adam Rishon and looking at the Shechina? That's the difference between looking at a monkey and looking at a Pnei Adam. As even though Adam, he was the Mamas, Selim Lakim, Baruch Lakim, Selim Lakim, Baruch Isai, he was the first one that the Selim Lakim, he was the most beautiful person there was, but still, Kenegra the Shechina, it's like a monkey Kenegra and Adam. Now, Shufra the Rav Kahana, Mi'ein Shufra the Rav Yehua. The beautifulness of Rav Kahana was a little bit like the beautiful law of Rav Avua. Shufra the Rav Avua, the Shenkat of Rav Avua, was Mi'ein Shufra the Yaakov Avinu. Shufra the Yaakov Avinu, Mi'ein Shufra the Adam Rishon. And that's the Ikar beauty in the world is Adam Rishon. Right, Mustafa.
You're holding up Nun Ches Amar Aleph. Again, around 10 lines down. Mora says, Al Huram Gushi. There was not Gushi, a type of a kishuf, witchcraft. To have a Chotet Shechve. Used to go and try and dig up the graves, dig up the mason. So, Kimote Yamato, the Rav Tuvia Bar Masno, when he came to the grave of Tuvia Bar Masno, Toshe Bedikne, he grabbed a hold of his beard. As he grabbed the hold of the Sangushi's a beard. Osi Abaya Sabaya came by. Omala, he said, like the Matusi Minoch, like, please, Shavke, leave him alone. So I says to him, he listened to Abaya and he left him alone. Rashbam says, Yechayfer Hamesim Lahavshitim Bigdayim. He used to want to dig up the grave to take off the clothing from the Mesim. Yeah. So Rash says also, Abaya Beshvil Shoye Oive Kechovim Oyavoy. Because Oive Kechovim loved him. Yeah. What happened was the Shon Achriti the next year, Hod also again this Amgushi came to the basic forest. Tavshe Bedikne again he went to the grave Mistam again of Rav Tuvia Bar Masna and he grabbed the hold of his beard. Also Abai this time this year Abai also came, Bavle Shavke, he didn't leave alone. Adiyaisi Mispro the Gazi Lodikne. So Abai had to come with the scissors and cut off the guy's beard. Teach him a lesson, don't come to the mason. Hohu diyom aluhu chavita liyafro lechad groi. A man, right before he died, he said like this. He said, chavita diyafro, a barrel of dirt, should be for one of my sons. And chavita digarmi lechad broi, a barrel of bones, should be for another son. And chavita diudro lechad broi, my barrel, Rashbam says, muchin. Adron means a muchen of like the soft cotton, soft clothing, should be for a third son. So the heavy yoda my komlu, the rabbon and people around him did not know what he meant. What did this person mean by saying that's what he should give to his children? Is also the kaima the Rabbi Noi, they came in front of Rabbi Benoi. Omalu, so he said to them, if Michu Arya, like does this person own any ground? Omrule in, yes. If Michu Chayusa, does he own any animals? In, yes. Istlachu the Satkari Bisarki, do you have any of this soft clothing? Rashbam says it means Komini Begodim Asum Muchin, any type of soft clothing? In yes. So if so, Rabbi Noi said like this, Ihochi, Hochi Komalchu. This is what the father meant to say, that one son should have the ground, one son should have the animal, and another son should have the muchin, should have the soft clothing. That's what he meant to say. He said of the kids of a derech remiza, that the people should not know he's so rich. He said of a derech remiza, that that's what he wants to divide between his children. Hahu garba, there was a man. The shama l'dveisua, he heard his wife saying, the karma l'brata, he heard his wife saying to her daughter, amayloi tzniyas bisura, how come you're not more tzniyas in the Isurim? Some also she was nechesish, and some she was living with other men, and she was like a zayna, but she wasn't doing it quiet enough. So the mother said, you should be more tznias, do it more hidden, don't let anybody know about it. Why? Because hach itzasa, like she's saying about herself, the mother's saying about herself, asara bini isla, I have 10 children. Velesli miyovuch elachad, only one of my children is from my husband. Now she was also a zayna, and she also lived with different men. But only one of them was from the real husband. What happened was, ki shochiv, when the husband died, omaluhu, kol nechosa lachadruah. Right before the husband died, he said, all my nechosim should go to one son. So lo yoda lahay minayu, they did not know which is the real son. And by says the father heard this, that really you only had one real son. So he said all of the nechosim should go to him. So they did not know which one is him though, which one is he. Lo yoda lahay minayu, is osla kaimu the Rabbi Noi. They came in front of Rabbi Noi. Omalus, they said like this, zilu chavutu kivro de avuchem. You should all go like a cry by the kever of your father. Until your father learns to come and tell us exactly which one he meant to leave over, which son he meant to take it. See, Rashbam says, means hiku akoyis akivroi, like bang at your father's kever. Yeah. And he, Rashbam says, it means on the soy son, niskabim, just want to test them. Shoysen shem mamzerin and azeponim, v'yachol achafut. Because the children that are mamzerim, they're azeponim, and they'll go and they'll bang by the kever of that person. It wasn't their father. So happened was, all the kula, all nine of them went. Hahu, debrei, heve lo yozel. But the real son, he did not go. His omlu, Rabbi Noi said, kula nichsa dahai. All the nechosim should go to this one son. And that's how he knew it. Because he knew that the real son, the son of Mamzer, he would not have this azus to go to the father's kever and bang at the kever. So since the other sons went and not him, he knew that he was the real son. Is Ozlo Ochle Kurtse Bemalka. So when the other brothers like came back, they heard the psak that the Benoit did, that he gave away all the nechosim to their son, so he went and they told upon him to the government. They want to get him into trouble. Rashbam says, Hilshinu Olav. They told upon him. So, Amri, they said like this, Ika Gavra Chad Yudor, there's one Jew, to come Afik Lamayinami, and she takes away money from people, V'loi Sadi without Edim, or V'loi Midi without any tainus. They want to complain that this Rabbi Noi is taking away like our property without any reason. So, Asiyu, the government came, the policeman came, Chashu, they put him into prison. So, they put Rabbi Noi into prison. Is Ozal de Vesua. So his wife came, Rashbam says to Rabbi Noi, Litzak abes melech b'loshin chochmo, kidei shlo yevinu heim, elai al yedei bailo. That she wants to come like protect her husband. So she said like this, Omru luhu, Avdu chad heavily, I have one evid. Poskul ureisha, like cut off his head. Uposhtu lamashcha, and he skinned him. Somebody did this. Avdu chad heavily, she said she had one evid. Postal ratio, somebody cut off his head. Oh, postal amashka, they skinned him. The yachla bisra, they ate up all his meat. The komole be maya, and they filled it up with water. Oh, mashku be lechavrayu, and they komala mastam with the skin. They made like a buckets out of it. They filled it up with water. Oh, mashku be lechavrayu, v'loi kiyoi v'li dinei, v'loi agrei, and they didn't give me any money and no rent for it. That's what his wife was complaining to the police. So lo yoda my kamri, the police, the government, they don't know what she's talking about. Or Shbam says, v'yochla bismishal, they ate up the meat of the eved, or kamole be maya, min shoyevim boi mayim boiroi, they were fetching water with their skin, or mashke be boiroi lechavre, and they were giving from the water to other people. Yeah. So that's what she was complaining to the government. So the government didn't know what she was talking about. Lo yoda maiko amru lahu. She didn't know what she was talking about. Amru, they said like this. Neisu lechachim ed yudoi. Let's bring this smart Jew we have in prison, Rabbi Noi. V'leimah kiru l'Rabbi Noi. They said, let's go call Rabbi Noi. But she did this on purpose had a husband, Rabbi Noah, they should call him. So, Omalhu, so Rabbi Noah said to them, as much as complaining about was, Zanuka Omaluchu. Zanuka, Rashbam says, Noit Shalor, a flask of skin. The Kach Omra, Tayish Heavily. What she meant to say really was, she had like a goat. The Gozlu, and somebody stole it from her, and they shechted the goat, and they ate the meat, and with their skin they made a flask of water, and they're fetching the water and giving it away. That's what she meant to complain about. So Amri, so the government said there, Hoyo v'chochem kuli hai, we see this like this Rabbi Noi, is so smart, leisev abova, let's put him up to be our judge. V'nidin dina, and let him be our judge. And they took him out of jail, and they appoint him now to be the head of the judges. Is Chazer Rabbi Noi saw, tevikosev biavula, it was written on the gates over there. Rashbam says, al dlosoy sashar, on the gates of the, on the gates,